2 Corinthians chapter 12. Boasting is actually of no advantage to me, for I will enter into visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know, God knows, who 14 years ago was caught up as far as the third heaven. And I know this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know, God knows, how he was caught up in paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not permitted for man to speak. I will boast about such a person, but I will not boast about myself except in my weaknesses. For even if I were to want to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would speak the truth. But I will restrain myself in case anyone should consider me to be above what he observes me to be, or what he hears from me. And so that I do not exalt myself in the special nature of revelations, a thorn in the flesh has been given to me, a messenger of Satan, to harass me, so that I do not exalt myself. I pleaded with the Lord 3 times about this, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is brought to completion in weakness. So I will most gladly boast rather in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may reside on me. Therefore I am content in weaknesses, in maltreatment, in constrained circumstances, in persecution, in straits, for Christ's sake. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. I have become foolish in boasting. You forced it on me, for I should have been commended by you. For in no way have I fallen short of the most superlative apostles, even if I am nothing. The signs of the apostle were performed among you with all endurance, with signs and miracles and deeds of power. For in what way were you inferior to the other churches, if not in that I myself did not press heavily on you? Forgive me this wrong. Look, I am prepared to come to you a third time, and I will not press heavily on you. For I do not seek what is yours, but you. For it is not that children ought to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. For I will very gladly spend money and be spent for yourselves, even if the more intensely I love you, the less I am loved. Well, so be it. I have not weighed you down, but being crafty, I have taken you in with deceit. I did not defraud you through any of those I sent to you, did I? I exhorted Titus and sent a brother with him. Surely Titus did not defraud you in any respect. Did we not walk in the same spirit? Was it not in the same tracks? Do you again think we are defending ourselves to you? We speak in the presence of God in Christ, and all these things, my beloved, are for your edification. For I am afraid that, if I come, I will not find you as I wish, and I will be found by you not as you wish, that there will be rivalries, jealousies, angry exchanges, strife-ridden situations, backbitings, gossip, conceit, acts of disorder. Surely my God will not humble me before you when I come again, and I shall not mourn many of those who sinned previously and have not repented of their uncleanness and fornication and debauchery, which they have committed.